Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, and welcome back to the What We Said podcast, everybody. Day three of filming on YouTube. So check us out if you want to watch us talk. It's really thrilling.
People were commenting like, this is so weird.
Really?
To actually see you.
Talking
because they've listened for like 5 years and they've never actually
seen the dynamic
in vlogs or something, but
that's what
they're like, this is actually kind of scaring me.
That was my fear.
Just everyone unsubscribes.
A jump scare.
Like, this is freaking weird.
We've broken the illusion.
Yeah. I have a love-hate relationship, but I'm glad we're doing it. It's good.
Same.
It's good for people to have the option.
Today we're going to talk about New Year's vibes. Finally, January vibes, dream life unlocked, how to do so. Who holds the key? Is it you? Is it Pinterest? Who is it?
Is it your vision board?
We'll never know. Actually, we do know. But before that, let's get some updates. What's been going on since yesterday?
Same as yesterday.
How'd the announcement go?
The announcement went absolutely amazing. I was genuinely in complete shock at just the response. Obviously, again, I knew people would be very sweet and supportive and happy, but I was genuinely like blown away just by everyone's just kindness and the videos that people were making on TikTok. I like on my For You page, there would be all these videos of people like crying to the announcement. And I was just like, oh my gosh, this is so sweet to actually see people. Like, some people videoed their reaction, mm-hmm. or their husband would be videoing them and they'd be like crying, and I was just aww. Like, that's so nice. So
I saw a couple on my For You page too.
Yeah, so thank you guys so much. If you're not sick of me yet of saying the same thing over and over every week, I'm just like, thank you, I'm so happy. I woke up kind of sick today, unfortunately, but I'm trying to. The podcast always genuinely makes me feel better. I don't know if it's just because it's a just complete distraction, but I love being able to record. It kind of makes me, it makes the sickness go away for a little bit.
I know.
I'm feeling a lot better than I was. It's not like when I was in the trenches, for mm-hmm. sure. I can like get up and actually do my makeup and like somewhat live a life, but it's definitely not gone yet. I keep getting glimpses of false hope, but she ain't gone yet.
I know. It's rough.
So we'll see. How are you?
I'm good. I'm chilling. You know, I'm trying not to say like, I think I'm in the clear completely. I feel so much better. But I do feel better than I have. And I also feel like this pregnancy as a whole has been a little bit,
dare I say, easier.
Yeah. I don't know if easier is the word. I think sickness wise, I think it has been a little bit less intense than the first time. Maybe my body's like a little more used to it, but I do feel like my indigestion isn't as bad as it was last time. I remember feeling just iffy about food in general pretty much my whole pregnancy last time. And this time I was eating Takis.
Do you take Takis?
I did my first pregnancy, but I haven't. It makes me throw up.
Really?
Yeah.
So I haven't yet, but the other night I was like kind of wanted some, but we didn't have any. We like, I don't know where they were. Leaf's like, they're not in our cabinet. I don't know where they went, but.
Yeah, sometimes they helped and sometimes they didn't. It's always a risk. I haven't taken them this time. I haven't had as bad of heartburn, so we'll see.
I I want chips and salsa so bad.
Right now. Bring them in.
Smoke. Bring them in, boys. Chelsea and I tried to go to lunch yesterday. Well, we did go to lunch, but we tried to go to this like Mexican place and it was just closed, which was so weird. It was like middle of the day. It's always open. Like, it was very weird.
They have the best chips and salsa.
Yes, and it's just like that specific chips and salsa. I might have to ask Leif if he can take me after this. Not that I can't go on a solo date, but Leif's also been my chauffeur.
Yeah.
Which is lovely lately. So anyway, all things considered, I am doing a lot better. I'm doing good. I really am. And I'm just happy and excited. Our house permits got approved.
Oh, yeah. Big things happening this year.
They haven't been like issued to us. I can't. The whole process has literally been so annoying and so long, but we're actually making some serious headway. Like, I think, I don't want to jinx it, that they will start on it this week. Our house.
Yeah.
Like, actually start on all the stuff we have planned. So,
nice.
That, the most annoying waiting part is over.
Nice.
And the chances of it being done before my baby comes, zero. So, that's annoying. But hopefully, like, after a few months or something. I don't know.
We'll be neighbors, though, when the baby comes.
I know. That'll be really fun.
The pro of it all.
Yeah.
Because we can just walk.
Yes.
And I love the baby up
neighborhood
in the car.
For walking. It's just great.
Perfect. I know. I don't have any other updates. I feel like I word vomited on Friday.
As you should have, because I literally took over the pregnancy episode.
As you should have as well. But I was like, I have so much. I cannot wait for the podcast. Because I genuinely feel like usually I don't have that many life updates. But it was just the craziest month.
No, you carried, honestly, that episode. Oh, I didn't have much going on. So that was great that you had a lot of updates.
Yeah. So I have none now. Besides like the main point of this episode, I guess like one of my updates was that me and Abby did like a little vision board day. We just did it really low key, honestly, the day we got back. So actually when we came back from Arizona, Nick and I and Case stopped in Palm Springs because our house was getting, they were doing like renovations on it. And so in our kitchen anyways, so they're like, can you just like stay an extra day? We're like, yeah, sure, whatever. So not that we didn't want to stay an extra day in Arizona, but we're like, let's just break up the drive, stop in Palm Springs, make it halfway. The best decision ever.
So
it was
fun.
And also the drive there was like 4 hours. And then the drive back to our house was like 2 or 3 hours.
That's so nice, actually.
So nice. And we had no expectations for the little staycation. We just stayed in like a cute little hotel and like got food to eat. And it was really fun. But then we got back and I was just like, I don't want to do, like, I want to make a vision board. I'm feeling the New Year's energy. I feel like my nesting urges are really just like in full
kicking in.
Swing. Like, overdrive, almost I can't control them. I'm like stressing everyone around me out. I'm telling Nick like every 5 seconds, I'm like, okay, we have to do this. We have to do this. We have to get this ready. I want to paint my room before like my bedroom. I just finished painting room.
You really
like,
are
oh my
getting
gosh.
Like kind of close, which is absolutely
I know.
Insane. Like when I think about
it's
it,
scary.
I'm like, wait.
I know. That's
like
why it's
really
freaking
sad.
Me out. Because I think last time I was so all I thought about was like, I'm going to have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking up, you know, strollers and things just like months and months before. So I felt so prepared, really, in terms of like physical, you know, my surroundings. And this time I was like, oh my gosh, this is happening in a couple months. We are going to have another child.
A whole other dynamic.
Yeah, with another child. It's not going to be just like, oh, we can just put all of our focus on one thing and, you know, everything they need. So I'm like, we need to be extra prepared to like have everything streamlined. Anyways, so
how did the vision boards go?
Yeah, the vision boards, I just wanted to be low-key. I didn't want to like have anything crazy, but they're good. It was really, it just feels so fun.
I
felt like I was living, excuse me, my Relief Society dreams. Like, me and Abby were just sitting there quietly like at the table, just like pasting, cutting.
It's so therapeutic
paper,
and it makes
stickers.
You feel so good.
Mm-hmm.
I love a vision board. I was not ready when you guys were doing it. I'm
I
like,
know
I'm not ready yet, but I will be. I even mid-January, I'm like, okay. I had kind of told myself at the beginning of the year, I'm like, end of January is going to be my
New Year's.
Mm-hmm. Mid-end January, kind of thinking about just all this stuff. But I have been thinking about it a lot more this past week, just how I want the year to go, my new vibe, my new life.
Yeah, and new life. New me.
Yeah.
Genuinely. You're having a whole new life this year.
Yeah. Which I'll get into.
New house. New child.
Yeah. Lots of newness, lots of change this year. Ton mm-hmm. of change for you too.
Yeah.
So
I was looking at my last year's vision board. We'd already talked about this, but the vibes are just, it's so interesting how each year really like has a theme to me.
It's like shifts.
Last year, I felt like it was the life of luxury. Like I was looking at my board and it was very focused on like, I needed a new car. I wanted a house. Like I wanted to work on my credit. I wanted to save money. Like we were on tour. So I had like traveling essentials. I don't know, just random things. Obviously there were wholesome things as well, but this year was not like that. It was more like consistency and just, you know, I'll get into it a little bit, but I just thought it was so interesting how every year is just so, you just kind of like have little bit of a gut feeling of what the year, you know,
is going to bring or what you want it to be like.
The theme of the year.
Excuse me for scratching myself 24/7. I'm having an allergic reaction to something.
I'm also scratching myself. I think
so I'm
this,
like,
the sweater.
Both of us just. Literally. Well, should I get into, I just wrote down like a couple words and kind of just
vibes.
Overarching themes.
Mm-hmm.
Literally only two.
Yeah,
for the year.
It.
So my two words that I wrote down were peaceful and creative. I honestly think I said peaceful last year too. I don't know, but
I could use peaceful.
I could always use some peace in my life. I feel like truly it's interesting because obviously, like I've mentioned a million times, and it's always kind of just been a personality trait of mine is being go, 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 being driven, being a Capricorn, liking money, just all of that stuff. And it's weird because I feel like that will always just be an innate like part of who I am or just what I enjoy. But I guess the older I get, I find myself just craving a little bit of a more peaceful life. And I think it's more for me internal. It's not necessarily like I want to like, you know, sit around and like live a very slow life. It's just like I mentally want to feel peace.
Inner peace.
Yes, inner peace. And I just want to feel not stressed and uptight about things. And so I think that's just the older I get, I like crave that sense of just stability and peace even more. But that doesn't mean that I have to like stop working hard or give up on any dreams. I feel like all of that can coexist together. But the other thing I'd written down was creative. And I'm reading a book, which we'll get into a little bit later. But I've just been thinking a lot about creativity and art and how that has always been such a huge part of like my life and what I love to do and what I enjoy. But I feel like with the rise of social media, weirdly, and just having a platform, it seems like it'd be the opposite.
Like you'd have more opportunities to create.
Yeah, where it's like that's literally my job is a creator. So I create content. But I feel like as the years have gone on, my creativity has been stuffed down so much and actually dwindled so much. Like when I look back at old photo shoots I used to do and the effort I used to put into things, I'm like, I was so much more artistic and creative and I tried really hard and I loved doing it. And I feel like just after years and years of something like a hobby becoming a job, it becomes a little less.
There's like more rules to it almost specifically with this job. It's like you can be creative, but you have so many rules now because it's your job.
Yeah, it's less freedom, I guess. And I honestly think weirdly my documenting my whole IVF journey and kind of storytelling through that and then doing that photo shoot with Tyson, we shot a lot of stuff on film and I kind of had some things and some vibes that I wanted. And even that was just creative, you know, and it made me feel so good. I always, after I create something, and creativity can mean so many different things. That's the book I'm reading. I guess I can just go into that. It's called The Creative Act. And that's, I wanted to pick one book to start out the new year and not like, I'm going to get 10 self-help books and like put them on my shelf. It just stressed me out. I'm like, I want to pick one book that really speaks to me and that I feel like I want to just
focus on.
Yeah, focus on and think about more. And it's been on my mind so much, the topic of creativity. And this book, I'm literally two pages in. I really don't even know much about it, but it's all about how we are all innately creative. And there's creative things we all do every single day, even if it's like we go a different route home to avoid traffic. That's a creative thing to do in your mind. And how being creative is so important. And I was just thinking, it's like, even with becoming a mom this year, I feel like it will be important to be creative.
Yeah.
As a parent. And so that's something I just really want to cultivate is like, I want to show also my kid that like, I don't know, I like to create things and mm-hmm. I like to be artistic and I always want to keep that side of me. So I feel like it's almost motivated me a little to like really focus on that. So I'll let you guys know more once I read the book. But if you're interested, it's called The Creative Act. I think it's by Rick Rubin. And the cover's really beautiful too. I got a hard copy of it because I like reading some of my like more self-help books like that via versus the Kindle.
Mm-hmm.
I just went on the longest tangent.
No, it was great.
Anyway, so those are kind of my vibes.
Yeah.
And I'll get into more of my goals later.
In a little bit.
But yeah.
I love that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, sometimes around New Year's, we get obsessed with how to change ourselves instead of just expanding on what we're already doing right. So maybe you finally organized one part of your space, you want to tackle another, or maybe you're taking your supplements every morning and now you want to actually eat breakfast too. Therapy helps you find your strengths so you can ditch the extreme resolutions and make changes that really stick. Sometimes it's just nice to talk to somebody who, first of all, is licensed and really is there to give you their undivided attention and help you figure out how to live your best life. I feel like sometimes we think that therapy is reserved for maybe people who have been through extreme trauma or, you know, these more severe cases, but really I think anyone can benefit from talking to a therapist and getting familiar with your strengths and so you can really live your best life. If that's one of your goals for 2024, then therapy could be a great option.
I know personally from therapy, I've had many light bulb moments while I'm talking to my therapist or just things that are said that I'm like, oh, wow, thank you for bringing that to my attention. That really helped me move forward in life with, you know, my best foot forward. And I think if you are trying this year to move forward, if you're feeling stuck, therapy can be very helpful. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Celebrate the progress you've already made. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatwesaidtoday to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatwesaid. Sometimes it can really pay off to be a skeptic, you know? If you are someone who can spot a too-good-to-be-true health hack from a mile away, you love to read labels, then you are probably a skeptic and you're going to love Ritual. Ritual knows that every good skeptic deserves a multivitamin that exceeds your standards. Their clinically backed Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin has high-quality, traceable key ingredients in clean, bioavailable forms. I've been taking Ritual for years at this point. Right now, I obviously take their prenatal vitamins, but when I'm not in mother mode, I am taking their Women 18 Plus multivitamin. It is just so nice to be able to trust a company and know that what you're taking has been tested in clinical studies.
So Rituals Essential for Women 18 Plus is a clinically backed multivitamin for women 18 plus with high quality and traceable key ingredients in clean, bioavailable forms. So it's gentle on an empty stomach, which is amazing. And it has like a minty aftertaste, which is also really great. I just really hate taking pills and vitamins, so this makes it a lot more enjoyable, honestly. And Ritual has industry-leading sustainability standards. So they use scientific tools to lower their carbon packaging, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Ritual is a female-founded B Corp, which means they are holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of people and our planet. So no more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin you can actually trust. Get 40% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/whatwesaid. This offer is only available through January 31st, you guys. So start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That is ritual.com/whatwesaid for 40% off. This is such a great thing to add to your morning routine, and it's simple, and you guys can use our discount code, so check it out.
I do feel like being a parent, like being a mom, makes you, I was just thinking about this the other day when I was reading like a story to Case, and I was like, being a mom is so, well, fun, obviously, but you get to be creative and like get in touch with like your silly side in ways that you haven't since you were a kid. Like even when you think you're being like silly in your, you know, teenage years or like your, you know, early 20s or before you're a parent, like it's different than when you're playing with a child, like especially your own child. And you kind of just get to be silly with them and like have your imagination run wild, even if they reject your ideas sometimes
when
you're playing with them.
Love kids' books. More than anything.
Mm-hmm.
I literally was telling life, I'm like, that's why I'm most excited to be a parent, to literally read to my child.
Yeah.
My mom read to me so much as a kid, and I love kids' books so much.
Yeah.
I think they're so
They're getting creative these days, too. Really? Let me tell you, sometimes I read them, and I'm like, how did someone come up with this? It's so cute, and rhymes, and actually, one of the ones that he's loving right now is The Camper and the Counselor by Jackie.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so fun. And it's like such a good story. It's great when you graduate from the baby books. Like baby books are fun, but it's kind of like
A is for whatever.
Yes.
Like a thick book. Yeah.
Hey, we're just getting into like, do you remember like the Franklin, the turtle books?
Yeah.
Case has been loving those books lately and they're kind of long. Like sometimes I'm like, okay. And he'll be like, read it again. I'm like, oh, okay.
No, that's the worst. Voices. When I would babysit and they'd be like, again. I'm like, oh, kill me. This is
I
the
just
longest
read it.
Book. I would like start paraphrasing. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, the turtle went to school, like instead of reading the whole paragraph, because I'm like, we cannot be doing this.
I know, but it's actually so very good. I was reading this thing that was saying it's very good for kids to repeat books.
Mm.
It actually helps them learn because they helps them learn to read because you're like constantly seeing the word with the letters on the page or whatever.
That makes sense.
What was I saying? Oh, I was just saying, I feel like it is, you get to be creative in so many different ways, and even just with parenting in general.
I feel like creativity is such a, when you think of the word creative, you think of creating a piece of art.
Like or painting.
Like painting or taking a photo. And it just really is not, that's not what creativity is. Like everyone is creative in their own way. There's a million different ways to be creative. So I think that's why I like that book. Because it's like, I feel like it can literally apply to anyone. And it's such an important part of life.
Yeah.
So.
Have you read The Artist's Way?
No, but that's also on my list. I've heard it's really good.
Yeah, I asked on my stories a while ago, like, what is the book that you feel like changed your life? Sorry, I guess I do have indigestion. I have no indigestion this pregnancy.
That's similar. Like, when I got The Creative Act, it was right next to The Artist's Way.
I was going
to
say.
And I was debating on, like, either of one. Because
I thought you were going to say the book that you were talking about was The Artist's Way. But that is, like, my one of my books that I just got on my Kindle, actually, to read.
Nice.
I'm excited.
Did you
a lot of people said it.
There's like one that's a course and then there's one that's a book. I don't know if they're the same, but I've seen the like course one. It's like you have.
It's like a workbook or something?
Like every week you take yourself on a solo date and like stuff like that. And it's to get back in touch with your like creativity and your just.
You
like
do it at the same time or you can read one or the other?
I think it's one or the other.
Oh,
it might be the same. I actually have no idea. I don't. I'm talking completely out of. I don't know.
Interesting.
But you'll have to let me know how you like it because I've heard really good things about that,
I know.
Too.
Yeah, a lot of people said that book. A lot of people were saying, not Game of Thrones, by. What's the one that you read? Court of Thorns and
Court
Roses.
Court of Thorns and Roses,
Like, I know it sounds weird, but this book changed my life.
Really?
Maybe they were saying like maybe because it got them into reading again or something. Yeah. But most people's like self-help books or things like that.
Yeah.
A lot of the ones I feel like we've talked about a million times.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, well, I'll go into mine then. Kind of what I even was doing with my vision board, like when I was thinking of going through Pinterest. And also people were asking me if I use magazines. Like, where do you find these photos in magazines? Honey, you can't use magazines anymore these days.
You can, but it's like you can't
For one thing.
You can't be as specific, I feel like. That's a different type of, I feel like that's a different type of vision board.
Mm-hmm.
It's like maybe less specific and more just fun and artsy. But I feel like you can maybe find
more
something.
Artsy, yeah.
But I feel like
with
these specific things you want.
Yeah, I was going to say for these, the vision boards I feel like we do, it's very, like you have to find a very specific photo.
Mm-hmm.
A photo's worth a thousand words. You have to find one that, you know, it can't just be if you want to be on your, one of mine was like, I really want to take my supplements seriously, especially now that like I can keep food down and like actually keep my prenatals down. Mm-hmm. And I've been taking, and I have to take iron because I'm anemic, just like things like that, that I want to keep up. And I just feel so much better when I am consistent with it. But you can't just find, you know, a picture of random supplements. Like you want it to, you know, mirror your aesthetic that you want, you know, be paired with a glass of water, but it has to be a glass that you want to drink out of.
Totally.
To be very specific. So Pinterest is usually the place for that. But I was looking through photos and just trying to feel like, what do I want this year? Because I am almost going the opposite way I should be by thinking of like the material things I want this year. But then I was trying to reflect on what do I really want to feel this year? And like, what do I want to accomplish? And I think the thing is I actually feel very content with my life. Like there's really nothing I'm searching for. Like I feel so just happy. Like I'm so grateful for my life. It's like I think sometimes I look for things to chase after because I'm just like, wait, I can't be content. Like that's
always
scary.
More.
Yeah, there's always more. I gotta want more. I've gotta make it bigger, better, you know. But as I was making the board, I was just like, these things seem actually so doable and so not, I don't know, they don't hold a lot of pressure for me because I just feel like my life
is
already just so full and it's so amazing. And I think part of that maybe is like being pregnant with my second child. And like, I feel like this is the year of like being a mom for, you know, double duty. I already felt like that, obviously. But now I'm like, I think I'm realizing how fast time goes with them because like Case is just growing up so fast. I'm like, oh my gosh, he's two. I remember looking at two-year-olds when I had a newborn and being like, well, that'll never be me.
Yeah.
He'll never be two. And now this pregnancy is going by so fast. And I've just realized like, oh my gosh, this is going by faster and faster and faster. I'll look at old like videos or things that I wrote down and I'm just like, wow, I need to soak in every single moment and not focus maybe so much on like what I want.
Like what's next?
Yeah, what's next and what else I want and more just focus on what I want more of that I already have.
Yeah.
Like I want more time to just like soak it in with people that I love and just be like a more intentional person. And I was really grateful for that this year because I feel like a lot of years I go into it and I'm just like, I've got to change everything.
Yeah.
Like, and obviously there are things I want to change about myself. Like I'd love to cook more.
Yeah. Year five, we'd love to cook more.
I didn't even write that down, but I had to throw it in there because
it's a given.
It's always on the vision board.
It's always on the list. Absolutely.
This year, though, I didn't put as many cooking things. Just more like health and wellness, you know.
It's so hard to even articulate what I want to get across, but I feel like, and maybe it comes with age, maturity, I don't know what it is, but it's like, the more you are content with your life, for me personally, I feel more motivated than
creative.
Ever before, like, which is so bizarre to me. But I feel like the more I'm just like, I have everything I need. I feel like, even like I was saying, I was kind of a little bit scared when just in my early pregnancy and when you were pregnant too, and we were going into this new year, I was like, what is this year going to look like for the podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to be busy. Like, you're going to have two kids. Obviously, this is a priority for us, but it's like, you know, I'm working on my house and I, whatever. And I just kind of had this moment of like, I hope we can still keep it up and like create good content. And weirdly, I feel like I'm maybe more motivated now for the podcast than I've ever been.
Yeah.
And it's so weird to me because I'm like, I feel like I'm busier than ever. I have like a lot more going on than I ever have. But I feel the same way. I'm so content that I'm just like, I can't wait to record. I can't wait to record video. I can't wait to do these things we have planned. Like, I feel so motivated, which is interesting. And I don't even really know why or how to.
I feel like because, like, I know why.
Well, tell me.
No, but I feel the same way. Is I think we both, well, when we had our meeting, we were kind of talking about it. Like, it can start to feel stale when things are easy and the same. And it's just like very, you know, okay, we have this routine down almost way too easy. And it's just,
it's not challenging you anymore.
Yeah, it's not different. There's nothing exciting. And so I feel like because there's so much change, it's a challenge for us to, you know, make things a commitment, make things happen. And at least for me, when I have like more pressure on me, I do way more. Like when things are left to me, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I have way more motivation. Like, I have this responsibility. I want to act on it. That makes me feel really good.
Yeah.
Okay, I painted my room. Did I talk about this? I painted one of the rooms in my house. It's going to be my guest room. And I did like a lime wash paint. It's really pretty.
I'm going to show on
YouTube and probably on Instagram when it's done. But anyways, I was painting. And first of all, that was so fun. Not the beginning part of like taping. That's hell. But the actual painting, when you get to like the brushing and whatever, especially lime washing, it's like textured. So you're not just like rolling up and down. I was listening to the Huberman podcast that we had talked about a while ago. And he was talking to, what's his name? Andrew Goggins. Oh, gosh, I had to find his name. I didn't plan on talking about this, but just reminded me. I think it's one of his most popular episodes. And I had never heard of this guy before, but Nick had. So let's see. Oh, David Goggins. Sorry. And this David guy, if you've never heard him before, which I guess he's kind of big on social media, like motivational.
Mm-hmm.
He was spitting facts. Like, I was ready for a motivational self-help podcast that was just like, how to find motivation, how to do this. And he basically was just like, you guys are looking for answers that you already have.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you need to do. Why do you keep coming to these self-help?
You click on it. He's like, why are you here, bitch? You're like,
yeah. Literally. Well, he's just saying like, why do you keep coming and asking people and like, you're just wasting time. You know exactly what you need to do. He's like, you're all just lazy. You just don't want to do it. He's like, he was basically talking about how hard of a time he has. Like, he's done all of these amazing things in his life. Like, he was a Navy SEAL. He lost like a ton of weight. He is a marathon runner. And now he's like training to be a paramedic or something. And he's just like, I don't have, you know, this thing where it's like, oh, he's like, they always wanted me to do a documentary of my life, but they won't like it because they're going to be looking for like, what's the fun parts?
And yeah.
He's like, it's really not that
what's
fun.
What's the quick fix too?
Yeah. He's like, I have to work hard. I have like learning disabilities and like my body's getting older and I'm not on a run like, woohoo, this is so awesome. He's like, I do it because, you know, I just want to do it and I want to get it done. And so, you know, that gives you satisfaction, but not everything in life is about happiness and just like being so like dopamine hits all the time, pretty much. And then Daddy Huberman was saying that he did this study about, did we talk about this? I'm having like deja vu, but
I don't think so.
This like amygdala or something in your brain. You guys should listen to the episode. It's with David Goggins on the Huberman Lab, but it was very fascinating and very motivational where it's like, oh, sometimes I need that motivation where it's just like, stop trying to listen for like the little hack. He's like, there's no life hacks. Just do
it. Get it done. Yeah.
Get it done. Everyone's different. You have your life. Like, life's not fair.
And stop focusing on other people. I feel like I feel like sometimes I'll speak for me personally, like seeking out a lot of self-help content is procrastination.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel.
100%. That's what he was saying.
Is like, it's, you know what you need to do every day in order to, like, it's pretty clear and obvious if you want to reach certain goals. If you want to cook more at home, you need to meal plan, you need to go grocery shopping, you need to have a plan, you need to have whatever. And that's, and again, I'm calling myself out, but it's like, that's pretty obvious. So then when you're going to someone else who's also just a human on this earth to be like, how do I cook more? It's like, you know how to cook more. How do I get in shape? Start working out, go to the gym. Like, it's, and I'm not saying it's that easy. Like, there are many things that obviously stand in our way. And that's why life is hard. And that's why it's hard to always be perfectly hitting your goals.
Yeah.
But I was thinking the same when I was prepping for this episode. I was like, I'm not really in my like self-help guru era right now, or wellness era. Like that kind of content kind of exhausts me, but just because it's like, I feel that way where it's like, we all know what we need to do.
Yeah.
Drink more water, go on walks, get outside, be with the people you love, do what you want to do, and stop looking to other people for answers that you already know.
100%. I feel like we can, it's important, and I feel like it's amazing to get inspiration from people and, you know, give you that feel good feeling when you're listening to them, you know, when you are consuming self-help content or just any content, honestly, that makes you feel good and comforted.
The boost of motivation is awesome too.
Yes.
Like sometimes that is the kickstart
to
great things.
Yeah. But don't be like, I mean, again, I do this as well. It's like, well, what's the hack for this? Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to, it'll be in the next book. The answer will be in the next book or seminar or whatever I go to. And he was just basically like, you guys need to effing wake up and like just get it done. It's not going to be fun. It's not going to be easy and it's going to suck. And yeah, Huberman was saying, what's his first name?
I think Andrew.
It's not Daddy. Oh, Andrew.
It's not Daddy, is it?
He was talking about this part of your brain that they've been doing studies on that I found so fascinating, where I guess that it's like some, I can't remember the name. It's some scientific name, amygdala something, but this part of your brain grows when you do things you don't want to do that are hard.
Mm.
And it's not the things that are hard that you like to do. It's when you really don't want to do something and you push through and you do it anyways, it grows and it actually like leads to longevity in life. And it makes it, I think so, I could be wrong, but makes it so like your dopamine isn't as easy. Because a lot of us, because of social media and stuff, our dopamine is like out of whack. Like it's, that's why we have no attention span. We are looking for like these short hits of dopamine all the time. And they're everywhere for us. So,
oh, it scares me so bad.
I know.
It's actually crazy.
While I was painting, we were doing the ceiling too. Okay. We went like full fledged. I was painting and listening to this, and literally part of me was just like, I'm so tired. It was getting late. I'm pregnant. I'm like, okay. Not that Nick couldn't do it, but I was being a little bit controlling and I was like, I want to do it because it's a very specific texture.
Yeah.
So
it's a creative process.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do, and he told me he would do like the touch up. So I was like, okay, I'll finish. And I was like, maybe I'll finish tomorrow. And then he was talking about this. Like, you just got to do things you don't want to do. Like, it sucks. Your body hurts. I was like, okay, I'm just going to keep painting and keep painting. And afterwards, it's like the runner's high. It's like, I hate this. I hate this. I hate this. And when you're done, you're like, dang, that was actually like, I feel good. For some reason, I don't feel like I'm happy, but
you're proud of yourself.
Yeah, this very rewarding feeling. And I think that is what I was kind of full circle. What I was going for with my vision board is like consistency. Like, I want to enjoy the fruits of my labor thus far, but I also love my life right now and I want to challenge myself and I want to, you know, push myself to do things that I don't necessarily want to do all the time. And I don't want my life to be so easy.
Yeah.
And
I feel the same way.
Yeah. Like,
I've been feeling
I just
that hardcore lately.
Make it feel worth it. And also I want to be a good example to my kids of like, yeah, you have to work hard. You have to have resilience in life. It's not all about just like, how can I be happy? Because it's easy to then chase dopamine, not happiness.
For sure.
Well, maybe they're the same thing. I don't really know. I'm not Daddy Huberman, but.
to go back to even what you were saying about the podcast, when I was saying I have more motivation and you said sometimes, we had talked about in our meeting how sometimes, yeah, when things feel almost just like monotonous and maybe even easy at some point, it gets very stale and actually boring and like your brain doesn't even like it. And that's how we were feeling. I don't want to say like that's how we were feeling about the podcast, but to a degree it was just like we show up, we do like very similar things every week, we don't film it or anything, so we can just like show up in like our sweats with no makeup. Like we were both sick at one point, so we're just like and that's again a season of life. You're not gonna, it's not always gonna have 100% motivation, things aren't gonna be perfect, but I completely agree with that. It's just like when you push yourself and you just challenge yourself to add new elements to your life and or your job or your career, anything, it makes you like proud of yourself, which in turn makes you actually happier, I feel like.
Yeah.
So
definitely.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it's also nice to hear that about, you know, you don't always have to be happy and, you know, it's fun to love what you do, but I think it can get very easily mixed up with feeling, like I was saying, like the dopamine of something. It's like, if I'm at my job and I'm not feeling constant like happiness, like I should leave. Or like even with, you know, just little things, your hobbies or something. Well, this part's not enjoyable, so I'm done.
Yeah.
It can get very messy if you think about it. Yes, happiness is a great goal, and it's part of the experience of life is feeling these highs and these lows. But I don't know. I just feel like, especially when I think about what I want for my kids, it's like, yes, I want them to be happy. But do I realistically want them to be like happy all the time, Uncanny Valley, like just never experiencing anything? No, of course not. Like, I think it's the book, The Danish Way of Parenting, I think it's what it's called, where they talk about how the Danes are perceived to be so happy, not because they're always like, la-da-da, everything's perfect, fairy tale ending, but because they have resilience. So they can push through and do hard things. And they teach their kids that. And so I've been thinking a lot about that, even for myself, where sometimes I baby myself. I'm like, well, this isn't giving me this instant hit of satisfaction.
I don't want to maybe go into this right now because I think we're going to do a full episode on it, but it kind of goes along with it. Like, I saw this video of this girl. She was saying, she's like, when I became a full-time influencer, I got dumber. Like, I became dumber. And I actually, she spoke facts. She ate with that one. Because that is kind of how I was feeling. And going back to just the easy thing, the stale thing, it's like sometimes, and it's a massive privilege to be like, oh, this is, you know, to not have to almost use your brain as much as you used to. But it's like when your job is you have no one telling you what to do. You wake up and it's just like you can wake up at whatever time you want and like you can film whatever you want that day. That's not always how it is. I feel like obviously you have deadlines and you have things. It is now I'm really going into the narrative that it's not even a job, which it definitely is. And you do have to
like,
work
I
hard.
Mean,
to,
it's like, so I mean, hard.
I work more than 9 to 5. No, it's but it's like you get into this routine where it's. I have felt where it's like people are constantly just hyping you up, first of all.
Giving you validation.
Giving you constant validation and dopamine, which is amazing. But it's like it can make you feel like you're not a well-rounded person anymore. Where it's like, you know, you're living in this trying to be a little more self-aware, I guess. It's like you're living in this life where you get to make all your own decisions. It's very me, me, me. It's like, what's going to make me happy? What are people going to like about me? What's the, what's a cute picture of me I can take? And it's so self-focused, again, speaking for myself. And it's also like, I have a lot of friends who are influencers. So we're talking about it. And it's very self-centered to a degree. And for good reason, because it's like your literal money depends on you being relevant. So it kind of makes sense, but it's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
And I feel like it kind of makes you literally not as smart anymore because you don't have to, I don't want to say use your brain as much, but it's just like, I don't even know. I could go like, on this tangent for 2 hours.
You are challenged, but not in a way. Sometimes when you know, you're challenged in a way where you feel like you have no control, it's even more hard and teaches you more than when you are. Yes, being an influencer is challenging in its own ways, but a lot of the times you're inflicting the challenge on yourself.
For sure.
So it's like, yes, I'm going to do this big project and I'm going to, you know, stick to it. But you're also the boss. So it's like, you kind of know deep down, like, yeah, maybe I can just change it up if I don't want to, or like move on to something else something like that. And so even if you do have a job like that, doesn't mean you have to go now have, you know, someone else telling you what to do.
Yeah.
But if there are certain goals that you have, like even this kind of goes into what, like my morning routine that I want to have nowadays is kind of more focused on, yes, I want to be zen and I want to be peaceful and have it help me have a better attitude throughout the day, but I also want it to kind of be challenging in a way where I want it to not be like, I get to wake up whenever I want and however I want. And then I
come on a podcast with my best friend and talk about what TikToks I thought were funny.
Exactly.
This week. It's like, it's not challenging.
No.
And I think that we all crave a bit of challenge, whether we know it or not. Like when you're going through it, it's like I mentioned in the pregnancy episode, like when I was going through IVF, even though it sucked so bad, it weirdly was so fulfilling even when it was failing. Cause I'm like, I'm just doing something so like that's very challenging, very time consuming. And I'm so proud of myself that I literally know at this point I can do, like I can get through a lot and I feel very empowered. So it's like, I think just finding ways to create almost like challenge in your day to day life if you're feeling stagnant or stale is really important. And that can come in a million different ways. You can start a new workout routine. You can start trying to like just switch up little aspects of your routine that aren't normal to you, but that's how your brain grows and stuff.
And waking up a little bit for me, at least, I, you know, Case gets up probably like 7:30 most days. And that's plenty early, don't get me wrong. But everyone always says, like, you should get up before your kids so you have time to yourself. And mm-hmm. I was always like, yeah, whatever. Like, sounds great, but I think I'll take the sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, it's only been a week, so, like, let's not be too crazy. But I've been getting up before Case wakes up just so I can have, like, time to myself to, like, do meditation. Meditation, I feel like, is also a great way of doing things that it's not necessarily fun, meditation. And especially when you have an idea why you're meditating, you're like, oh, I want to, like, snap out of this and, like, write this mm-hmm. down or something like that. And to, like, keep going back to, like, oh, wait, no, I have to, like, keep going. What? How long have I been doing this? Okay, wait, no, I have to keep going back to the centering myself, bringing mm-hmm. awareness. And I love Joe Dispenza's meditations. That's the one I usually do. Mm-hmm. I've just always loved them, you know, and then, like, kind of sticking to something. Like, okay, now I got to make my bed and, like, stretch. And sometimes I don't feel like it. I just want to go.
Yeah.
And so far, for the last week or so, it's been great. And I feel...
You've been texting me early in the a.m. Yeah. You get a text 7 a.m. I'm like, geez.
I know. Sorry. But it's nice because then by, you know, 10 or 11, I'm feeling like, okay, I've got a lot done for the day. And I can kind of work on... I don't feel behind as much as I do when I would sleep in. And I think that's why I was loving training for the half last uh-huh. year. And I was so sad when it stopped. And then, you know, being sick was a whole new challenge. And then kind of... navigating pregnancy with a toddler, I feel like, was so different than last pregnancy, where it was like I had different challenges this pregnancy than I did last time. Last time I felt like it was like all physical. This time I felt like it was a lot of emotional like mm-hmm. challenges and like change and kind of knowing what's coming and just everything. So going from that to like now feeling like, okay, it's almost time. I got to prep. I got to get ready and get this year going in a good direction. So I feel like I'm setting myself up for success.
Yeah.
In a way, especially when there is change coming for both of us.
A morning routine is a huge, I'd say, goal of mine to a degree. I have to be careful with, I guess, the personality I've always had. I am so, what's the word I'm looking for? Not against, like, adverse. I don't know. Like, I don't like routine actually very much. I like when things just are different or they change up a lot. Like, I feel like once I put a constraint on myself, I'm immediately like, I don't want to do this anymore. Mm-hmm. So, which makes it sometimes hard to have very specific routines. Like, if, you know, even if I make it for myself, if I'm like, okay, every morning I'm going to wake up at this exact time and then whatever, drink my lemon water and do a meditation and then go on a walk and whatever. It's like, it sounds great in theory. But every time I do that, I get this like pit in my stomach where I'm just like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And so
you got to do it to your amygdala.
So
you got to grow your amygdala. True.
Well, my point is like, I want to be a little more kind of on the same vein of like, usually when I am feeling more peaceful, I actually am more motivated.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling like, okay, I can make one commitment where it's like, I want to wake up a bit earlier. And that is what I want lately, because in my first trimester, I would literally take like a sleeping pill and be like,
I would sleep until like
don't
10.
Don't talk to me. Like, I would sleep until like 9:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. and just be like, sometimes 10 a.m. Sometimes I would wake up for a few hours in the night and kind of have insomnia. And then I would like tell Leif, like, don't wake me up in the morning because I'm just like really super tired and I don't feel well. So I would sleep until 11 a.m. or something. And then mm-hmm. I would start all my work and be like all groggy. And I'm like, now that I'm starting to feel better, I really don't want to be doing that. I would love to even just wake up at like 7 or 7:30. 7:30 maybe, let's start with. And again, I know that sounds probably... That might be annoying or sound very privileged to people who like
have to get up for
work. To get up super early for work. I completely understand that and I hear you 100%. I want to make that clear. But
this is our podcast.
I'm like, but I'm an influencer and I have a really hard life. No, I just am trying to figure out what works for me, my schedule, and I feel like the getting up early thing needs to happen earlier than I have been because it does always make me feel better, but I feel like I need to commit to one thing at a time. So it's like
exactly.
My morning routine
don't
is
overcommit.
Like, get up and do what's going to make you feel good and be very honest with yourself about mm-hmm. that. I'm very, I feel like, real with myself where it's like, I know what is going to make me feel good and what's not.
Yeah.
So as long as I'm just tapping into my intuition, I will wake up in the morning and maybe sometimes I'll, maybe the night before I'll be like, I want to go to Pilates and I'll book that class. Maybe I don't know and I'll wake up in the morning and be like, I feel like going on a walk. Like, no, today I kind of want to do a yoga flow. I'm just letting myself be a little more fluid mm-hmm. with it, I think. But just making the commitment to wake up a little bit earlier and be like, I do want to start my day off doing something that feels really good. So yeah. whatever that is in the moment. And I don't know if that's like a disorder, but I need to like just be chill with myself or else I get really sick of it. Like after one week of doing it, I'm like, I don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah, you have to be very careful. I feel like that's how I feel too. This year with my morning and night routine, like I just added like one or two things that it was like, okay, this is really going to help my life. I'm not going to, usually when I sit down to do it, I will go insane. Like I will literally start writing down every detail and I'll start thinking of every self-help tip, trick, hack that I can think of and try and pretend that I'm going to do it. Like, okay, at 7:30, I'm going to start getting ready for bed. I'm going to do red light therapy.
But see, that makes me like so excited.
I know.
Like when you're saying it, I'm like, I love it. But then when it comes to practice it, I'm like, no.
Exactly. It's like you have to pick one at a time. That's how I feel.
You guys know our love for clean, simple eats. I feel like I've gotten a lot of people in my life, in my actual personal life, hooked on clean, simple eats too. My mom actually texted me yesterday. She was like, the best drink on the planet. They have fresh oranges in their backyard. Like my parents have an orange tree. So she'll fresh squeeze orange juice and mix it with ice and either like vanilla protein powder or the coconut cream. Clean Simple Eats protein powder. And she's like, it is the best drink ever. And it really is. I can attest to that. So usually a lot of protein powder just is very chalky and has like that very specific taste. But Clean Simple Eats is different. It's so creamy and smooth with no chalkiness. And I feel like, especially when I use their chocolate brownie batter flavor, it literally just tastes like a chocolate milkshake. Like I'll add it with oat milk, sometimes frozen cherries or strawberries, you know, and some other good stuff in there. And it just tastes like I'm having a little treat, but I love getting some extra protein in. They also have greens, which are really nice to just put in your water. With pregnancy, I've been a big fan of greens packets because I feel like it's helping me get some type of nutrients and greens in my body without having to like actually eat vegetables when I don't feel like it. And I've been liking just like, you know, kind of fruity stuff. So that's really good.
They have 26 delicious all natural flavors. You can't go wrong with any of them. I really want to try their mint chocolate cookie. I'm such a mint girly. I love mint anything, especially when it's mixed with chocolate. And one of the things that we love about Clean Simple Eats is their high ingredient standards. Their protein powder is always grass-fed with no artificial ingredients. It's third-party tested, non-GMO, and gluten-free. So you can visit cleansimpleeats.com and use the code WHATWESAID10 at checkout for 10% off your order. That's cleansimpleeats.com, code WHATWESAID10 for 10% off your order. Go check it out. Like I mentioned in this episode, I have been trying to stay on my supplement grind for the new year. I've been off and on with certain supplements, but one that I've always loved and I've gotten my family hooked on as well, because ever since we had Tina on the podcast from Just Thrive Probiotics, I have been sold, because we talked about the importance of a probiotic and especially one that survives the gut and actually makes it to your microbiome. And Just Thrive is a company you know you can trust. I have been taking it while I'm pregnant. I remember Tina was talking about like something really good you can do for your baby is, first of all, take probiotics when you're pregnant, give them to your kids, and also while you're breastfeeding, certain things like that. So I've been really trying to, you know, take it every day. I sprinkle some in Case's drink or on his food, you know, so he's getting his good probiotics and bacteria as well. And it's just good overall.
The Spore probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin, which is your happy hormone. Plus, it supports better sleep so you can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. And they also, Just Thrive has another really cool product called Just Calm, because stress can also make just a complete mess of your digestion and your immune system and all that. But with Just Calm, you can say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, serene, more relaxed you. Just Calm's proprietary mood lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. I just love this company and I could not love Tina more. She's one of the founders and she's absolutely amazing and so passionate about her company, which is amazing. So right now, when you go to justthrivehealth.com and use promo code WHATWESAID, you can get 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm. So that's like getting a month for free. And a portion of every purchase goes to Vitamin Angels, which is a nonprofit organization that saves the lives of millions of children and moms-to-be around the world by ensuring they get the vitamins and minerals they need to stay healthy and strong. So to learn more about this groundbreaking company, like we mentioned, we did an episode with Tina, the founder, and she's amazing. And it was actually one of our best episodes. Mm-hmm. It performed really well in 2023. And I think just a lot of you guys resonated with it and learned a lot. So make sure and go listen to that. If you go on Spotify, you can like search up Just Thrive and it, or, you know, what we said, Just Thrive interview, it should come up.
It's called Trust Your Gut.
Yes, it's a really good one. So again, justthrivehealth.com, use promo code what we said. Go check it out.
Real quick, for my morning routine, the thing that I've really been trying to do is wake up before Case and meditate. I was like kind of into it last year a little bit, and then I fell out of it when I got sick, as did everything else in my life, including my happiness.
Including my dignity.
But it's back. It's back. And I feel like just making my bed, as simple as that is, like getting up, making my bed, doing the meditation, doing the 5-minute journal, which is literally so fast, like not over committing to be like, I'm going to write a 3-page essay on how I feel this morning.
How many minutes does it take you?
Probably less than 5 minutes, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
I love the 5-minute journal.
I feel like it's so fast.
I haven't used it in a little bit, but I do love it.
But I don't do the night. I don't do it at night. So maybe it's supposed to be 5 minutes in total a day.
Yeah.
But, and then just making like a lemon water, and then I have to make breakfast. So
yeah,
making breakfast, and then just kind of like sets me up for a day. And that's really it. It's not nothing like either going on a walk or a gym, but, or going to the gym. Like I went to the gym this morning and it was great.
How was it?
It was great. But I was telling Nick, I'm like, I used to go in the middle of the day.
There'd be like no one there.
Yeah, and there's no one there. And it's beautiful to go in the morning because like you're done with it by like 8. But it's very packed and there's lots of men. And I'm like this pregnant woman in a pink workout set, like trying to get to the weights.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I was going to say, I feel like proof of the whole, like, I guess my goal with my morning is for it to become a lifestyle that I just enjoy and doesn't even take really thought. I don't want to have a checklist of things that I'm like, first lemon water, then this. It's just like, whatever's feeling good. And I feel like proof of that is my nighttime routine, because I've talked about it a million times. My nighttime routine is actually pretty consistently the same every night, but I don't think of it like that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I just said I hate routines, but it's like, I do love my nighttime routine just because it's my lifestyle at this point. It's not a checklist of things that I'm like, first I do this, then I grab the water. It's like, I just like for the vibes to be cozy and peaceful. Mm-hmm. And so whatever that means, sometimes I light a candle. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I take a bath. Sometimes I take a shower. Like it's not specific. It's just like, what's going to make me feel cozy? And the consistent things that do that are like having my red light on at night and read my like reading routine.
Yeah.
Just basically reading until I get tired.
Mm-hmm.
Those things just make me feel good. But it's not like, as I was thinking about that, I'm like, I have no problem doing that consistently because I like it.
I feel like I'm the opposite. Like I always have, we've talked about this. Like I always have a hard time with my night routine because usually that's when like my brain is done for the day. And I'm just like, I can't even think. I just want to like numb my mind, scroll on TikTok and go to bed whenever I feel like it. And that's the one I always am thinking like, dang, I really need to nail that down because it will set my morning up for, you know, a better thing. So I feel like we all do some, I was thinking about this. I'm like, how am I going to do a night routine realistically? Like, how am I going to set myself up for success in a night routine that I'm proud of and that I like and that makes me feel good, but that also, you know, makes me feel fulfilled at the end of the day, not just like TikTok makes me feel good. Don't get me wrong. It's like, I guess I feel good when I'm scrolling on TikTok. Yeah. And, but I was just thinking how like we do have habits and routines. Naturally, like my habit is I'll scroll on whatever before
bed. Have a routine, so you have whether to, you think you do or not. If someone's like, I don't have a morning routine, it's like you do. You get up on your phone.
Exactly.
That's how I am. It's like you wake up, you get on your phone, you get out of bed, you pee, like you brush your teeth. That's your routine.
Exactly. So I was thinking, like, I just need to take the things that I already do and replace them with something else. So when I'm about to go do something, it's kind of like a reminder, like, oh, instead of scrolling right now, I'm going to get on my Kindle and read this book that I've been wanting to read. Even doesn't have to be like a self-help anything book, but just like for the light of it, and just because it usually puts me to sleep much faster than TikTok does and doesn't give me existential crisis every 15 minutes before I go to bed. Or for example, like I usually go in and brush my teeth before bed. Why don't I just throw in these couple things that I've been wanting to do?
Like wash our face, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. It's like I've been wanting to do lash serum and hair oil and like rub my belly with belly oil. So every time I go in to brush my teeth, it's just like, okay, this is what I do when I go into the bathroom. Like, and I feel like it just slowly builds. At least it has, I feel like for me a little bit, especially, I mean, again, these have kind of, like, these are new-ish, but also I'm just like really focusing on them the last week or so. And I feel like it's been easier than most years because I'm just like, well, I'm going to do this anyway. So I just kind of have to do this. It's not like, okay, if I don't have motivation tonight, I'm not doing it. Like if I'm not feeling like the self-help girl boss, you know, ice rolling queen tonight, then I guess I'll just scroll and I give up.
Yeah.
And I also saw
an article.
Yeah. Yeah. A study came from Harvard. Someone on TikTok was saying you also can alternate. It's like if you want to do back to the scrolling thing, just say every other night I'm going to scroll.
Yeah.
And then every other night I'll have Kindle. If it's like too stressful to be like, I'll never scroll at night before I go to bed anymore.
It's the rigidity that and some people, everyone's different. That's the thing. Is some people work really well with rigidity and they like really consistent things and it helps their brain maybe. I don't know. For me, I'm not like that. I function a lot better with something like that where it's a little more open-ended. It's like, you can scroll or you can, but also it's like, again, being honest with yourself and having discipline doesn't mean you just throw away. It doesn't mean you just do what makes you so comfortable and happy and like I'm just going to, well, it's easier to just scroll. So I'm going to do that every night. It's like, just be real with yourself. Like, what's going to actually make you happier?
Yeah.
Just when I think about that, I'm like, reading for me, it makes, I feel the same way. Like, not kind of calms my mind, eases my anxiety and makes me fall asleep much faster. So it's like, that's the obvious answer.
And it makes you feel fulfilled, like proud of yourself when you do something that you've been wanting to do. Maybe isn't as fun as the alternate option, but you're happy that you did it because, you know, maybe it doesn't give you dopamine, but it gives you long-lasting happiness.
That's right.
Or it helps you get closer to a goal that you want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the only other things that I really had like written down were like small ways to elevate your daily life this year that aren't crazy, not like, after we had the old discussion, like red light therapy.
Literally. Cold plunge every morning.
No, but just little ways that of things you're already doing that can just kind of help you achieve if you are looking for more zen, peace, just a better mindset overall and not feeling so anxious. I feel like we're just all anxious all the time because of the world that we live in. Oh, I think that's what he was saying about going back to the amygdala. I literally don't know if I'm saying it right. Thing is that it increases your, or it decreases your anxiety the bigger this part of your brain gets. I'm pretty sure.
Slay.
Dr. Chelsea, brain surgeon Chelsea. But one of the things that I like and that I actually started doing when I was sick, because a shower would be like a moment of relief and just like zen, is taking my shower time to have it be a time where I'm bringing awareness to my body. Especially, I feel like it's very easy to dissociate from your body when you're pregnant and not like focus on, at least that's how I was in my first trimester. I feel like I was just like kind of mad and had a lot of complicated feelings about it being pregnant and
like being sick again and stuff.
Yeah, just like being pregnant again, it's a weird feeling when you already have a kid because it's like, oh, this isn't, I don't know. I already have like a kid. I already have a baby and now I'm having another one and I'm going to meet someone completely new.
Mm-hmm.
And now I know what to expect. Also, I knew that I was going to be sick. Why did I do this to myself? Like just feeling a lot of emotions in general. And also with my specific whatever, it's like, or my specific pregnancy this time, it was like, I also have friends who are struggling with things where I'm just like almost feeling guilty a little bit. Mm-hmm. And not that that's like the word. My life is not hard for that reason. But I'm just saying there's just so many complicated feelings and it happened so fast for us this time, which was like making me feel even more guilty and different than last time where we tried a lot like longer. So it felt like, oh, this relief of like finally.
Yeah.
And this time it was like, oh, okay. Like guess this is kind of thrown on us. I mean, we were trying. But anyways, it was just like so many emotions. And then as soon as I kind of got out of the trenches of feeling sick and sorry for myself, I had this like 180 mindset shift of just like, why the hell am I complaining about this? Like, this is the biggest blessing. I feel like I'm just trying to shut down any feelings I have by like complaining and by thinking that it's telling myself almost like a way to deal with the guilt or the confusion and just like almost maybe, I don't know what other feelings, I guess. Confusion. That was a big, I feel like, emotion that I was feeling is confusion about my own emotions. And I just had the switch of like, this is going to be so fast. And I don't know how many kids I'm going to have.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I'm wishing away like this pregnancy. Yeah, that it will go by so fast. Like, you know, just kind of being like, oh, we don't need to pay attention to it. Like, let's just get it done and over with. And I just was like, why am I doing that to myself? Like, this is such a special time for me and for my baby. Like, I don't want to have that energy for my baby. Like, I need to change my mindset and like really bring awareness to him. So I started doing like just different pregnancy meditations of like gratitude and being grateful for my body. And I think I also was just like, I was sick, so I couldn't start running. So I was just like, oh, my body's just like deteriorating. Mm-hmm. Anyways, didn't mean to go on that rant. But in the shower was like my moments that I had where I would start to feel so connected to my body again, which was such a beautiful thing for me. I felt like I would try to like draw awareness to my actual baby and like try to think about him and be like, okay, he's here. He's growing. Mm-hmm. Literally blood is pumping into him right now. He's growing. The water is like washing away my anxieties, my fears. Like mm-hmm. I can do this. I've done this before. Like I'm made for this, you know, all these different things. And I just elevated my shower to be this like spa meditation experience. Mm-hmm. And so I did little things. Obviously, I'm like, you have to buy things, but
you have to buy our merch for after the shower.
After. No, I would. Have you ever used those shower steamers I gave you?
Yes. I'm obsessed.
Amazing. You guys, you need to get shower steamers. They're not that expensive, I don't think.
They really are like such a relief of my day. So like nice. I've used it probably 2 or 3 times and I'm like, oh, just like the warm water and mm-hmm. the
aroma,
the eucalyptus.
It's like a spa.
It's a sleigh.
I got some eucalyptus ones that I was trying and then Nick actually got me some more for Christmas that are like different scents and stuff. So I literally use one every single time I shower. So you just nice. Throw it in the shower and the steam like just makes it, you know, evaporate.
Yeah.
Or even just having like a bunch of eucalyptus, like a literal bunch, mm-hmm. Really helps to feel like, I don't know, would just make me feel the senses were aligning. I was having this moment of just like, okay, instead of overthinking in the shower like I usually do.
Yeah.
And starting to, you know, have arguments in my head or like going back on past experiences that just like don't matter anymore.
Yeah.
The past is the past and just like focusing on the present moment. And I would just feel so good coming out of the shower. I'm clean. I would literally picture the water like washing away my worries and appreciating my body in its most raw form.
Yeah,
you know?
Literally. Mm-hmm.
And it was very healing. So I feel like your shower, everyone showers, hopefully, or bathes. Is a great place to kind of like take a moment and again,
it's very personal. It's like a very personal moment.
Intimate.
It's literally just you. Yeah.
So just have these things that you do and replace like not the best habits with better habits. So it's like if you do overthink before bed, try and find something else to do before bed, literally. Like try and find something else that you like to do or I don't know, just little things like that. That was
I need to share this. I need to find it first. I've seen this quote before, something similar, but Tessa shared this on her story. And I messaged her, I'm like, I'm sobbing. Like, you know, sometimes when something just hits and it's like, you've heard it before,
right,
but at the right time, it just like hits so right.
Mm-hmm.
Dang it, I don't know. You know me. I have 100,000 screenshots, so it might take a second. Okay, yeah, this. Don't save anything for a special occasion. Being alive is the special occasion.
Oh.
And I was thinking about that so much because I feel like even what you were just sharing about the shower, sometimes it's easy to be like, oh, I'm going to save these like these little steamer things, or I'm going to like make myself a little spa night at some point. Like you save it for a special occasion.
When you feel you deserve it or something.
Yeah. Instead of just like doing it on a random night. Or I was thinking I have some outfits that I've done that with. Like I'll have a dress or something that I get that I'm like, oh, I'll wear this like for an occasion. And then I just like
never wear it.
Yeah. And the occasion like never presents itself. And I was just thinking, just about this year, kind of like that. It is true. Like being alive, you don't know how long you have on this earth. It's like every day is an occasion. Just and not that you have to like literally get in a gown every day and do something, but like even if you have a cute outfit that you're like, I really want to wear this to dinner. It's like get dressed up and go to dinner with someone you love, whether it's a family member or your spouse or your partner or some girls. Like have a girls' night. And I was just thinking about that in general, like just ways to elevate your life. Literally can be anything. It's like lighting a candle and like putting lotion on or doing like an everything shower. You feel like, oh, I don't want to do that all the time. Like that's how I feel, at least. Mm-hmm. I feel like I save a lot of things for special occasions or like I'll do that on the weekend. And it's like, why? Like today I'm alive and I want to do that. So just do it today.
Celebrate. I had that like written down too for like the vibes of this year is like just celebrating the little moments. And I mean, it kind of goes back to just realizing how short life is and how much of a blessing it is that we just wake up alive every day and we get to, you know, live this beautiful life at this time of, you know, the earth. Yeah. And just taking every little moment in and remembering them and trying to like breathe it in. But then Also, once they're done, just letting them go and not being like too caught up in the past. I can get very caught up in like nostalgia and the past and looking at old photos and just like, yeah. Oh my gosh, that it's going by so fast. I can't believe it. But when you just focus on the present moment, take it in as much as you can and then just let it go and move on to the next one. It's really all you can do.
Well, that's about all I had. I feel like I already went over my goals. Like the two goals I put were finishing my house and moving into it and having a baby. I feel like those are absolutely massive changes in my life. And so all of what we just said, I'm also just like, sometimes when you have so much change, it's not necessary to, this is how I feel, like make more changes.
Yeah,
like,
create your own
change.
And
now let me change my complete routine. It's like,
no,
I'm going through so many changes. So I'm just trying to live every day and have fun with the people I love, challenge myself in the ways that I can, and really just be extremely honest with myself. I feel like if I'm scrolling too much, just being honest with myself, like, and I probably say this every year too, we're going on year 5 of trying to spend less screen time and cooking. I feel like those are always huge goals of mine. And like, I just feel like the more honest you are with yourself, the better. Like, I will catch myself scrolling for a while and I will literally be like,
Come on.
Like, you know better and it's just not the vibe. Mm-hmm. Like,
you're embarrassing yourself.
You're embarrassing. It's not the 2024 vibe. Like, get it together and read a book. Mm-hmm. Do something that you've been wanting to do. I've also been really wanting to be in, like, my scrapbooking era.
Yeah.
I just saw these cute, like, on Amazon, these, like, cute little books that you can just, like, I'll have to send you a link. Honestly, we should do it together. It's kind of like a vision board vibe. But, like,
I want to do one of those for tour.
Yes. I was thinking the same thing. I was actually thinking, well,
as like a gift?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking too. I'm screaming.
I was like, maybe for your birthday, I would put together like all of our what we said photos in like an album.
We could do it together.
That would be
fun. I was literally thinking
together.
Of the same thing for you.
We should do it together so we can both have one.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking like, that would be sad to like physically put it together and then like, I give like, it away.
Where are my memories?
Yeah. And kidding. I'm like,
or oh, like give it away. Yeah.
No, I'm saying give it to you and just be like, like I want one.
Yeah.
So we should do that. But
I'm down.
I feel like that goes along with the creative thing. Just like doing things with my hands. Like I love photos so much. Mm-hmm. I love capturing things. I love documenting my life. And like I want to have physical representation of that or even just putting together like photo books.
Yeah.
Like, it takes time, but it's so always so worth it. And I love looking at them. So that's been kind of a goal of mine. But yeah, I feel like this year it's just not being too rigid with anything and just being like, I'm going through, there's going to be so many changes this year. Let's just like have as much fun
embrace
as possible
them.
And embrace everything.
Yeah. No, that's good. I feel like that's the perfect mindset for change when it comes at you. And if you try to control it too much, it's and like grasp it.
And I've really been trying to, I've always said I love change. Like that has always been a personality trait of mine that I really believe, like I was saying with the routine thing, even with moving, I always like, even though moving's a lot of work, I'm just like,
I love switching
it up. And so I'm trying to keep that same energy with like having a kid. Obviously, I'm so excited, but I feel like it's easy for me to also be like, wait, I'm terrified. Like, what's going to change? It's going to be so. And then I kind of like go back to just that mantra of mine. Like, I love change.
Yeah.
Like, this is, I'm sure it will be hard. I'm sure it will be so different. And just, don't you dare with the just waits.
Just
wait. You don't know the changes that are about to hit. Like, I know, okay?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. But you know what I mean? I'm trying to keep that energy of, like, I love change. Like,
yeah.
I love to switch it up. And so even though this year will be, I'm sure, so many ups and downs and so much different stuff thrown my way, like, I love that.
Yeah, 100%.
That's what I'm trying to keep.
I love that. I feel like the last thing I'll say, even though we're running out of time, is, like, the going along with all of this and coming full circle to like the podcast, just content creation in general, for me specifically, like I sometimes, if I feel like I'm being too self-centered and I want to switch something up, like getting rid of social media in general. And again, we're going to have an episode about social media, so I'll go a little bit more into it, but I'll be like, oh, well, I don't want to post or I don't want to do anything because I don't want to make it about me. Like I want to be focusing like outward or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But this year was different.
This year, I want to focus on.
Yeah. No, but this year I felt like so different about it. And I've been just like vlogging a little bit more. And it's literally for years has been something I'm always like going back and forth doing where I'm like, I love it. But then I'm just like, I don't know. It feels I don't know, I'll just have like conflicting feelings about it. But this year I was thinking and I'm like, why do I sometimes villainize it on myself? Like I'll make myself
like self-sabotage.
Feel, yeah, where it's like, oh no, you're being, no one cares. Like, yeah, just stop. And maybe no one does care, but I was thinking, I'm like, this world of social media is so powerful and why not add some good to it? And so I was even thinking with the podcast, it's like, I've just been trying to keep this mindset of like creating intentional content. And that just like keeps coming back to me where I'm like, more content isn't necessarily a bad thing that you're doing. You know, it's not like some evil thing. It's kind of the thing about like money. Like some people feel that way about money. Like, well, I don't want too much money because that makes me an evil person. Like you can't have a lot of money and be good, you know?
Yeah.
And so I've just been thinking about that, like trying to keep a intentional mindset and creating content that is good and that mm-hmm. does good in the world and is, you know, serving some kind of purpose that's not so, it doesn't have to be focused on me.
It can feel hollow if it is very focused on yourself. Yeah. And it's like, I've felt like that too in just like throughout my entire career. I've felt like, what is the purpose of me vlogging right now? Is it to show, you know, I'm always trying to get a good angle. Is it to show that I'm so cute and I have the best life and look at all the stuff? It's just like, what? It kind of takes some self-reflection, mm-hmm. but I feel the same way where it's like, because I think that a lot of people can think that about just the lifestyle. And if you're creating your own content, it's like vain or just mm-hmm. like even yourself, it can feel hollow. Like it is very self-serving. But I think if you have certain intentions behind it, it's actually so rewarding. And
yeah.
And if, even if like people are commenting and they're like, you're my comfort person, it's like, that's doing something exactly. for someone. So mm-hmm. I have people that I watch that I feel comforted when I watch their stuff. Or if I'm feeling like, when I was feeling super sick during my early stages of pregnancy, I would like, there would be certain people or content creators or podcasts that I would listen to or watch that genuinely made me feel like mm-hmm. comforted and like kind of distracted me from my situation. So it's like, there's some good hopefully that can be done from just documenting your life. And it's also amazing to have documentation for yourself. Of things. So.
Exactly. I know. And I feel like I was finding it funny that the more clarity I was feeling about like my goals this year, the more I was wanting to create of like content and things like that. Whereas sometimes I would feel like the opposite. If I'm feeling too stressed out or if you're feeling like, oh, I need to focus on being better this year. Like no more like focusing on myself. I need to do something. I don't know. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, like you were saying, instead of when you have the right mindset, you can create better things for the world, for society, whatever it is, you know, whatever your talents are. So I'm excited. I feel like this year is going to be good.
Me too.
I know this year is going to be good. Very exciting. Lots of changes, but fun. Very exciting changes. So, yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for watching. Check us out on YouTube. We're still trying to get our set up and everything perfected. So stay tuned. We actually don't know what we're doing. So we don't have any plan. We've been trying to figure out if we want to add something to the
like a sign
or like plants or something. Trying to figure out the vibes, but also don't want to rush it and just want to get content out. So we're just looking for what's the word. Oh, I had my first like
views.
I'm like, views and money. No, I had my first pregnancy brain, put in air quotes, experience yesterday.
Your first? I feel like I had one the day I was pregnant.
Really? Yeah. Well, I don't feel like I've had any moments where I'm like, what am I doing? Like that was a dumb thing to do.
Oh.
But you know what I mean? Like I saw someone post, like this girl posted, she was like walking out of her house and she like put her keys, like she was like locking her house, like her car keys.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, it was 10 p.m. I go into our living room and all the shades are down because it's like nighttime and late for the noon. I put them all up. 10 p.m. And I'm like not thinking. I'm putting them all up. I literally got done. I'm like, am I okay?
This is a show for the neighbors.
Yeah. I'm like, what am I doing? It's nighttime. I'm going to bed. I was like getting ready for bed. I was like, okay, that was the weirdest thing I've ever done. I told Lee, he's like dying laughing. He's like, what are you doing? Like, I don't know. Anyway.
Opening all the doors.
Literally. I'm like, what is it? It was like, I was thinking it was morning. Anyway.
That's funny.
I don't know why I brought that up. I don't know why that came up. But anyway, go follow our Instagram, guys. It's at What We Said Podcast if you want to be updated on anything we have going on. And yeah, you can subscribe to us on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, YouTube, if you're new, welcome. Welcome to the Valley Girl Gang. You are so loved and welcome here. We hope you know that.
And cherished.
Yes. Love you guys so much. And
that's what we said.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.